What would happen, for instance, if my local doctor started to see patients and he found one patient who appeared to this doctor to be very compassionate, very capable, very, you know, skilled in dealing with patients and probably would be a very good doctor? What if this doctor just said, hey, why don't you be a doctor with me now? What would we all do? We would say, whoa, wait a minute. Has he been formally trained? Has he been declared qualified? Has anybody examined him? Has he got his medical license? Why do we as a nation and a state and a community require our public doctors to be well qualified, to be examined, to be trained, to be recognized as such by all of us through our various legal licensing boards? Similarly for bankers, for heaven's sake, you've got to have a license to cut hair. The other day I went to my shop where this lady cuts my hair, and I said, hey, what's the difference between a barber and a cosmetologist? We had this big conversation. I was like, wow, I never realized you got to have all this state licensing. So we go to all this trouble for people down, even the person cutting my hair, what little there is of it anymore, she has to be licensed, so why shouldn't a guy standing in the pulpit preaching to me about where I may or may not spend my whole eternity be examined, be approved, be qualified, be declared suitable for this office by the entire body of the church? So that's kind of a pragmatic argument, but that's really how we have to talk about this to help people understand. We don't want this willy-nilly kind of, yeah, Joe, get up and preach this week. Wow, you've got a real gift. Great, got a gift. Let's make sure that he's qualified to use it well.